News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A new study from the University of Limerick shows that concussions and injury rates among rugby players have declined since the IRFU lowered the tackle height. Now, that's at adult rugby levels. Among schools, there doesn't seem to be much in the way of improvement. Dr. Ian Kenny, Professor of Biomechanics at the University of Limerick, who's one of the researchers who led the story, is with us. Ian, what does the study reveal in terms of injury rates and concussion rates?
Good morning. This is 10 years in the making, this study. Two things were recorded mainly. It was all body injuries. Now, what we're seeing in the men's at the amateur level across the country, there's an 18% reduction in all body injuries. And the woman, 30%, and the schoolboy, a very useful 19%. Now, the second part was concussion. And the men's, there was a reduction of 38%, the woman, 63%. There's no change in schoolboys. The scale of this study over 10 years gives us a very good picture, and it's very few studies internationally for 10 years are able to paint this such a picture. There's only been the body check removed in ice hockey internationally that's reduced concussion to this scale and level before. So it's been a very proactive move by Irish Rugby 10 years ago to put this programme in place with the University of Limerick.
Now, just explain for those unfamiliar, what was the change in the rules around tackling that has caused this?
So proactively, about 2016, Irish Rugby decided to move the line of the tackle height. So that's where you could tackle to a ball carrier from the shoulder down to the armpit. But then fast forward to 2023, World Rugby invited unions around the world to reduce their tackle height further. Irish Rugby decided that should be the sternum. So essentially, when you're tackling somebody, it should be into the soft belly. This removes the head-on-head contact if you're looking at two players colliding. So for 2 years then, we were able to track what was happening at different levels of the amateur game and compare that back 7 years beforehand and see what was happening in all aspects of the game. And this was our part, that only the injury epidemiology. There are several other parts, which is video analysis, looking at behaviour, which is still to come out, and we're working on that with Irish Rugby.
So why the difference then between adult and schools levels?
There's work still on that, but essentially there's a few things we can look at. Now we have robust evidence, which is not anecdotal, to say that the injuries are changing, they're reducing. At the men's and women's level, there are several years of maturity leading into playing at the AIL level. At the schools level, it's Senior Cup. They're in for 1 or 2 years. It's potential that there's more technique of the tackle needed to be taught. That's behavioural analysis, that the ball carrier potentially is dipping. So as you're carrying the ball into the tackle, we need to look at in the next few years and video analysis across the country, is that ball carrier dipping into it? So there's a huge opportunity here for education, not just at the schoolboy level, but at adult as well, to roll out packages of modules for education to see what's happening at that schoolboy level. But it is a short period at the Senior Cup that the players are in and out, and we need to spend more dedicated period of time training them in the technique.
Ian, thank you for your time. Dr. Ian Kenny, Professor of Biomechanics at the University of Limerick.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.